Welcome to another AAT podcast in the Employment Taxes series, where I will begin by considering what we need to do in planning ahead for the annual statutory requirement of submitting the following expenses and benefits return forms. Form P11D is the statutory return of expenses and benefits in kind that employers are required to complete and submit if any expenses have been paid to or on behalf of any employee or director, except where such expenses or benefits are excluded from reporting by virtue of a P11D dispensation, an exemption, or an extra statutory concession. Although there are very few of these that remain in force and that are relevant to P11D reporting. Most of them, like the former extra statutory concessions for long service awards and late night taxis, have become statutory exemptions. Form P9D is the statutory return of expenses, payments, and income from which income tax cannot be deducted. A note on the Form P9D advises employers to complete this return if you made expenses payments or provided benefits to an employee, but you have not completed a Form P11D because he or she earned at a rate of less than £8,500 per annum during the year to 5th of April 2011. The £8,500 limit is arrived at by including all expenses payments and benefits in kind before deducting any allowable expenses and after adjusting for any approved company pension contributions that are deducted from gross salary, and any givers you earn donations. I will say more about that in one of the following podcasts on completion of the P11Ds and P9Ds. Form P11DB is the dual-purpose return form and comprises the annual return of Class 1A national insurance contributions due for the relevant tax year, in this case 2010-11, and it is also the return of expenses and benefits, the employer declaration. All three of these return forms are statutory returns, and failure to submit them accurately and on time may result in the employer being charged late filing and/or inaccuracy penalties. The purpose of this series of P11D podcasts, covering preparation, calculation, and submission, is to avoid your employer or your client incurring costly penalties. I will also be presenting a P11D CPD Master Course in London on the 14th of May 2011, when these topics will be covered in much more detail, and I will be able to answer your questions. The statutory deadline for submission of these forms is 6th of July after the end of the tax year, in other words, 6th of July 2011. And this year, it is a working day. Therefore, we have no concerns about having to comply with an earlier filing date. However, we also need to consider some other deadlines that may have an impact on our reporting of expense payments and benefits in kind. The first date to consider is the payment deadline for any outstanding Class 1 national insurance contributions, which might arise in respect of some expense payments or benefits that we will be reporting on the Form P11D. These are the blue box entries on the P11D, which, unlike the brown box entries, do not attract Class 1A national insurance contributions. Potential Class 1 NICs liabilities on the blue box entries will include vouchers to be reported at Section C of the P11D, or any school fees paid or reimbursed by the employer, unless the employer has contracted directly with the school, which is not normally what happens. We need to check this now and cannot leave it until after the pay-as-you-earn annual returns have been submitted. July will be much too late if there is any Class 1 NICs liability to settle. Next, we need to look ahead to the 19th of May 2011 statutory date for submission of the P35 employer's annual return, remembering that extra statutory concession B46 will no longer be in force to extend that statutory deadline by 7 days. Therefore, the deadline is 19th of May 2011, and no later. At page 4, section 5 of the P35, we are asked to say whether completed forms P11D and P11DB are due or are not due. An early decision should be made on whether P11Ds and a P11DB are due or not. HMRC will issue P11DB penalty notices if the box is ticked to say the P11Ds are due, and then no returns are received. My advice to AAT members is, if in doubt, to tick the box to say P11Ds are not due, but of course to check later and make sure you submit them if they are due. Another key deadline that we need to think about is the 19th or 22nd July 2011, the Class 1A NIC's payment deadline. Put this date in your diary now and be ready to remind your client or your employer closer to the deadline and in good time to ensure that the payment is received by HMRC no later than the 19th of July if paying by cheque, or that the monies are received in HMRC's bank account by 22nd of July 2011 if payment is to be made by an acceptable electronic payment method.